Warehouse 21 presents Theatre of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theatre drama based on the writings of youth, grades 6 to 12, in 2022. Episode 1, Climate Change, Youth Speak Out on Inheriting the Climate Crisis.
Mom, why is the forest on fire?
The climate crisis has already been solved. We already have all the facts and solutions.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Then why aren't we doing something about it?
That is the question.
I feel so angry at the state of our government in response to climate change. It makes me so angry to know that there are things that the government could be doing to save the planet and combat the world's pollution, and nobody's doing them.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
First of all, climate change is a real thing, and anyone who says it's not is in denial.
There are still few who insist climate change is a big hoax, even a political conspiracy. These people are so out of touch with science that they believe rising sea levels don't matter, because in their view, the extra water is just going to spill out over the sides of the flat Earth.
The existential threat from climate change is all too real, yet the deniers are choosing, willfully, to ignore that threat, placing future generations in grave danger, simply because it's in their political interest to pretend that there's nothing to worry about.
If that's not betrayal, I don't know what is.
Sometimes denial is not the problem. Sometimes the problem is not giving the issue enough focus.
Children, today we are going to learn code. It's important for a prosperous future.
And after that, could we learn about how to survive in a civilization threatened by ecosystem collapse, rising sea levels, and the resulting geopolitical turmoil, armed conflict, increased polarization of ideological orientation, and humanity's endless appetite for stuff?
Right? Why should I be studying for the future when no one is doing anything to save that future?
And what is the point of learning facts when the most important facts clearly mean nothing to our society?
Throw your hands in the air like you just don't care!
Sorry, but I do care about climate change.
Guys, she's right.
So, climate change is really bad, I know, and bad things are happening because of it, but what actually is climate change?
Climate change is a long change in temperature and weather patterns.
Climate change is a shift global temperature that is caused by pollution and other negative effects on the planet.
It is bad for the planet as the temperature and weather suddenly change in a short period of time.
So climate change is caused by pollution.
Right. Pollution is a big threat to the planet that is causing many problems in the environment.
Every day, pollution is spreading more and more throughout the world. Whether that be someone littering, massive amounts of plastic being produced every day, or waste being dumped into the oceans.
But the main cause of climate change is the amount of fossil fuels being burned.
Fossil fuels are made of animals and plants from the geological past.
When fossil fuels are burned, they release large amounts of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, into the air. Greenhouse gases trap heat in our atmosphere, causing global warming.
Fossil fuels, coal, and gas are by far the largest contributor to global climate change, accounting for over 75% of global greenhouse gas emissions and nearly 90% of all carbon dioxide emissions.
As greenhouse gas emissions blanket the Earth, they trap the sun's heat. This leads to global warming and climate change.
The world is now warming faster than at any point in recorded history. Warmer temperatures over time are changing weather patterns and disrupting the usual balance of nature. This poses many risks to human beings and all other forms of life on Earth.
Today, we use 100 million barrels of oil every single day.
There are no politics to change that.
There are no rules to keep oil in the ground.
Big Oil knew for decades that fossil fuels cause catastrophic climate change. They misled the public about climate science and risks. They deceived politicians with disinformation, sowing doubt and causing delay. There are no policies to change that.
There are no rules to keep oil in the ground.
This just in, a prominent environmental group successfully sued a multinational oil and gas company operating in southern New Mexico to the tune of several million. But the real story isn't so much as fine, as that lawsuit set a precedent for how other private groups can successfully sue oil and gas companies under a section of Federal Clean Air Act called the Citizen Suit Provision, setting a playbook for similar suits in the future.
Every time we burn fossil fuels, we add to the layer of pollution, damaging the ozone layer.
Speaking of which, the ozone layer is like a blanket covering the Earth and reducing the amount of sunlight that shines on us. If we don't have the ozone layer, the Earth will already be burnt to a crisp.
Climate change is the end of everything unless we do something now. The world is heating up.
Icebergs are melting at extremely high rates.
Icebergs that were there before we were alive are melting, making the sea levels rise and flood coastal cities.
If it weren't for the iceberg sinking the Titanic, we would never have gotten the movie that launched Leonardo DiCaprio into stardom. No wonder why he's so passionate about climate change. He owes icebergs his whole career.
He has had other films that brought him into stardom, such as Romeo and Juliet, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, and The Basketball Diaries.
I've never heard of Basketball Diaries.
You haven't? It was really good. In it, Leonardo was...
Not the point here, people. Focus.
Aside from the melting icebergs causing sea levels to rise, animals are going extinct, there are more droughts around the world, and an increase in wildfires. And it is making the planet warmer overall.
Our use of fossil fuels and unsustainable practices are destroying our planet. Have you seen all the fires in California? They're due to climate change.
As the Earth continues to get warmer, things like fires will continue to become more frequent, burn hotter, burn faster, and burn longer. The same thing will happen to all now. The same thing will happen to all other natural occurrences.
They will only continue to get worse.
This is a huge problem because our Earth continues to get hotter and hotter.
Look at all the biodiversity and life we are losing because of humans and our relentless race to always make something bigger and better.
We are in the midst of the sixth mass extinction, with up to 200 species going extinct every single day.
The golden toad was one of the first animals to disappear that was blamed on human activities causing global warming. The last time it was seen was in 1989 in the cloud forest of Monteverde, Costa Rica.
That's sad.
And then there's the poor vaquita.
The what?
The vaquita. It's a kind of porpoise. There are only about 10 left in the world. They are accidentally caught and drowned in nets in illegal fishing operations off the coast of Mexico. The Mexican government is working hard to stop this, but it may be too late.
That's so sad.
I know, and it's getting worse. There are currently 37,400 species threatened with extinction. 3,483 of them are classified as critically endangered.
All of these animals have a 50% chance of becoming extinct by 2050.
Are we talking about a bunch of little insects and annoying flies?
Insects are on the list, but so are some tigers, gorillas, and elephants.
Everything from insects to marine life to birds and large land animals.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything. Everything.
I would like to have a healthy environment for the rest of my lifetime and for all the generations to come, but at the rate we are destroying the planet, we might not have one.
There is no planet B.
If we continue to live the way we live now, exploiting resources and littering the earth, we will all die, and so will our children.
I think we need to do something now. If not now, when?
The fact is that no species has ever had such wholesale control over everything on earth, living or dead, as we now have.
That lays upon us, whether we like it or not, an awesome responsibility.
If there's one thing I would change in the world, it would be the lack of response to the climate change.
We can no longer let people in power decide what politically is possible.
We can no longer let the people in power decide what hope is. Hope is not passive. Hope is not blah, blah, blah.
Hope is telling the truth.
Hope is taking action. And hope always comes from the people.
In our hands now lies not only our own future, but that of all living creatures with whom we share the earth.
We only got one earth, and if we want to keep living here, we need to take care of it.
The world needs to shift its focus away from business and toward the earth.
As our population continues to exceed the earth's carrying capacity, it will have to compensate in other ways.
We need to change ourselves now, because tomorrow it might be too late.
For 25 years, countless numbers of people have stood in front of the United Nations climate conferences, asking our nation's leaders to stop the emissions. But clearly this has not worked since the emissions just continue to rise.
So, I will not ask them anything.
Instead, I will ask the people around the world to realize that our political leaders have failed us because we are facing an existential threat and there is no time to continue down this road of madness.
You would think the media and every one of our leaders would be talking about nothing else, but they never even mention it.
So, we can no longer save the world by playing by the rules because the rules have to be changed.
We will no longer beg the world leaders to care for our future.
They have ignored us in the past, and they will ignore us again.
We are letting them know that change is coming, whether they like it or not.
People will rise to the challenge.
And since our leaders are behaving like children, we will have to take the responsibility they should have taken long ago.
But what can we do? Are we really on our own?
We do need our world leaders to step up.
I mean, we can't single-handedly stop Saudi Arabia from producing oil.
And we can't stop airplanes from flying or people from driving their cars.
No, but we can raise our voices to make our government hear us.
One day soon, we will vote.
And vote responsibly.
Vote for representatives that believe climate change is real and here, now, and must be addressed.
Representatives who don't take money from oil companies.
Who actually want to save the world.
But then, when they are listening to us, what do we say? What do we actually want them to do?
What should they do?
What will actually save the world?
Well, let me give you a list. First, we have to invest in clean energy. It's no longer an option. It's a need. It's the moral thing to do. Yes, it will cost more in the short term, but it will make more in the long term.
But investments in clean energy are already being made, right? I pass a solar farm on the way to school every day.
Yes, but we have to do more. Why do coal mines even exist anymore? Wind farms, solar farms have to take their place.
And nuclear fusion. I just heard there was a breakthrough about fusion, the nuclear reaction that makes stars shine. It could provide a future source of bountiful energy.
The results of an experiment were just announced. It's the first fusion reaction in a laboratory setting that actually produced more energy than it took to start the reaction.
If fusion can be deployed on a large scale, it will offer an energy source without the pollution and greenhouse gases caused by the burning of fossil fuels and the dangerous long-lived radioactive waste created by the current nuclear power plants, which uses the splitting of uranium atom to produce energy.
Fusion would essentially be an emission-free source of power, and it would help reduce the need for power plants burning coal and natural gas.
Great. What are we waiting for? Let's do it.
Well, yeah, but it's going to take decades to make it applicable on a larger scale.
Another case of the government not stepping up, they should pay for development.
They have already spent $3.5 billion to get it this far, but they know it's a good investment, and they will keep trying to make it work.
But it will still take decades?
At least.
We can't wait that long.
I know. So what else can be done?
Something right now.
We have to look at cows.
Cows?
Yes, cows. I know it sounds weird, but trust me, it will help. When cows fart and belch, they release something called methane. Methane is flammable and absorbs heat and keeps it in, heating up the world. Methane is even worse than carbon dioxide.
Okay, but I'm not a cattle farmer.
Do you eat beef?
Well...
Didn't you have a hamburger for lunch?
Well, I did today, but I don't have one every day.
If everyone stopped eating meat right now, it would take care of 15% of greenhouse gases.
But...
I know that isn't realistic, but I'm just saying, it's not just their belching, of course, but the total footprint of raising farm animals, not to mention losing forests to make way for grazing land. Cattle ranching accounts for 80% of current deforestation throughout the Amazon rainforest.
Good thing the new president of Brazil has vowed to stop all illegal deforestation in the rainforests of Brazil.
It's a good start.
It is, but what else could we do, aside from cutting back on hamburgers?
We've got to stop wasting food.
That's right. A third of the food we produce does not make it from farm to fork. That uneaten food squanders a whole host of resources: seeds, water, energy, land, fertilizer, hours of labor and financial capital. It also generates greenhouse gases at every stage, including methane. When organic matter lands in the rubbish bin, the food we waste is responsible for roughly 8% of global emissions.
Okay, that I can do. But it sounds like everybody has to do it in order to make a difference.
Think globally, act locally. Sometimes that's all you can do.
That's right. Like solar farms. They're great. But if your neighborhood doesn't have one, you can still put solar panels on your roof.
My parents wanted to do that, but it was going to be really expensive, even with the government subsidy.
That is true in some places, but the price is coming down. One day soon, it will be affordable for most people.
Did you know that the first rooftop solar panels were put on a rooftop in New York City in 1884?
Don't you mean 1984?
No, seriously, 1884. They weren't as efficient as the ones we have now, but they worked.
And just imagine, someone actually thought of it. Why didn't they keep developing them?
I don't know. Why didn't they keep using and improving flush toilets after they were first invented?
What do you mean?
Everyone thinks that Thomas Crapper designed the first flush toilet in the 1860s. It was actually 300 years earlier, during the 16th century, that Sir John Harrington, godson of Elizabeth I, invented a water closet with a raised cistern and a small downpipe through which water ran to flush the waste. He built one for himself and one for his godmother, but then his invention was ignored for almost 200 years.
Crazy. I'm glad I wasn't alive before flush toilets.
I know, right? But now we've got our own problems to solve, and we've got to work fast.
Yes, back to my list.
Next up, on what can we do to take care of our planet?
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Don't buy new crap when what you already have is just as good.
Reduce.
Forget fast fashions. You don't need new clothes every week just because they're the latest thing in the magazine.
They're only going to be cool for the next 5 minutes anyway.
Try developing your own style, something you feel good in. Maybe you'll even find it at a thrift store.
Reduce. Reuse.
If it's plastic, aluminum, or paper, it goes into recycling, not the garbage can. It takes 95% less energy to create something from recycled aluminum than it does from new materials.
Recycle every single time.
I know, but sometimes there's no recycling container nearby and...
Every single time.
The decisions individuals make add up.
Across the world and over time, they influence how many human beings live on their planet and eat, move, build, produce, consume, and waste, all of which generates emissions.
Just remember, those emissions are not generated equally. Rich countries produce far more than the poor and bear the great responsibility for action.
We've really got to do all we can.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, but bear in mind, using paper straws instead of plastic is the thoughts and prayers of the climate crisis.
True. We've got to do so much more than that.
Yes, back to my list. Here are some things we have to pressure governments to do on a large scale.
Offer incentives for more people to drive electric cars.
Create walkable cities.
What's that?
Neighborhoods that have walk appeal, thanks to a density of fellow pedestrians, a mix of land and real estate uses, and key elements such as safe crossing and wide-shaded, well-lit sidewalks, all better if spaces are beautiful. Walkability can improve health, stimulate local economy, and make urban spaces more usable for all.
And drive their cars less. That sounds good.
Next, plant more bamboo.
Plant what?
Bamboo. It can be harvested in just 1 year. There are over thousands of uses for it, from food to building materials. It's strong enough, too. In some cases, replace concrete and steel. And while it's growing, it's a carbon sink.
Win-win.
What else?
If you don't have bamboo, at least build out of wood instead of concrete. New laminating technologies have made it stronger, and it needs less energy to produce than concrete. Of course, it has to come from sustainable forests that are constantly replanted, and the less transportation, the better.
Change a light bulb. Use LED instead of incandescent.
Check your tires. If they are soft, your mileage goes down.
Use less hot water. Something had to heat it up for you.
Avoid buying things that can have a lot of packaging.
Adjust your thermostat. Just put on a sweater.
In the summer, do you really need that much air conditioning all the time?
And most importantly,
plant a tree.
Care for the natural world.
Activism makes you hopeful.
When you're doing something that can possibly make a difference together with other people, it lifts despair.
The future of the natural world is in our hands.
Fortunately, nature is amazingly resilient.
Places we have destroyed, given time and help, can once again support life, and endangered species can be given a second chance.
And there are a growing number of people who are aware of these problems and are fighting for the survival of our home, planet Earth.
We must all join that fight before it's too late.